Okay. Next case, please.
Next application is case number 11852. The application of Anthony Balsamo seeking a variances from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setbacks, referencing section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the north side of Hayes Avenue, approximately 269 feet west of Jefferson Avenue. The 911 address was not available. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map ID is District 533, map 20.19, parcel number 55. This application is requesting a variance of 7 feet from the required 30-foot front yard setback, thereby creating a 23-foot proposed setback for the dwelling, requesting a 4-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback, therefore providing for a 6-foot proposed outdoor shower enclosure. The rear yard setback proposed is 5 feet from the 20-foot, a variance of 5 feet from the 20-foot setback, thereby they would have a 15-foot setback for the proposed second floor deck and porch. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive 2 mail returns on this application. This application is in Edgewater Acres. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
No. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Anthony Balsamo, 33066 Long Ridge Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland, 28419.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
So basically, we are building a new house for a client, and we're trying to get most of the property used as possible as we can. So the uniqueness of the property is down in Fenwick Island. Everybody knows the properties are very narrow, shallow, so we're trying to use the most as we can. Cannot otherwise develop, if you try to build a decent sized house in there with porches, it's hard to fit in with the setbacks. If you go down a couple blocks to Cape Windsor, which is right down the road, their association allows the 15-foot setback. That's why we're asking for that, to have, you know, closer to the bay. When my homeowner bought the property, they did not know of all the setbacks, they told me. Right across the street, there is three-story condos across the whole street. If you're looking at his house to the right, there's a newer house too that had a variance done. As you say, it's an approved lot. And to the left of him, I believe it's an empty lot. So we will not alter the character of the neighborhood. It's actually the neighbors we talk to are happy that we're doing it, because the lot has a couple old trees on it that will be taken down to build the house for my client. So that one neighbor is actually very excited, because he's had some, with the past storms, had some branches fall down in his yard. I'm asking for the minimum variance, even though it's 30 in the front, you still have 23 feet of parking, which for a residential home, I think that's more than enough. And then on the sides, it's not house, it's just an outside shower, a deck, and entrances in and out of the property.
Okay.
And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
All right, going to start down here with you, Mr. Mills.
Yes, can you address all the standards for granting a variance, please?
What was that?
Could you address all the standards for granting a variance, please? Why is this not created by the applicant?
The lots are small. Like I said, I'm trying to, it's a lot of trailers. Or, you know, there were a lot of trailers in there. So, you know, buying a property down there, you know, it's hard to fit. Like I said, it's very tough to fit a house any size on these lots down there. So, like I said, we're just trying to take, you know, the 15 feet, move the house up a little bit. And, you know, like I said, the front yard still has 23 feet of proposed driveway instead of the 30, which it's a single-family dwelling. It's going to be one or two cars, you know, tops at times.
Okay. I'm not sure that I heard you address all five standards, so I'm not going to speak for the others, but... I'm not convinced that there's a need for the variance based on that.
You know, he did address those.
Okay.
Mr. Hudson.
The home's going to be 30 feet wide. And how long is the home?
The house is 45 feet with a 10-foot deck on the back of it. So almost 56 feet.
30 by 56.
Is that single story or two?
It's a single story with dormers on it.
That's similar to what's in the area?
Yes, the neighbor right across the street has a new, and like I said, right across the street, there's all three-story condos. If you're going out the guy's driveway, there's the whole next side of the street's all condominiums.
Is there anything on the, is the property improved by anything now or?
Right now it's an empty lot.
Okay. Did you demolish anything or?
No, it was an empty lot. It's been there, the lot, there's two empty lots, and the neighbor that we've talked to and is fine with everything, they haven't improved. It's not a new house, but it's a newer house. Not brand new, but they've done a lot of work to it.
Can you otherwise develop this lot without the variance?
It's hard. I mean, to fit a house of this, I mean, we're not trying to build three-story condos or a three-story house. They're just looking for, you know, I believe it's right around 2,500 square foot house in this lot. They're trying to move it up forward a little bit because of the condos and, you know, keep it. So, I mean, it's the house that they want. It's their dream house. They've been, you know, doing this, they finally got the lot, and it's very hard to come by a lot down there to build something this size with the way the market is, and it's just lots are very scarce down there.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Rick, are you waiting?
Okay. That outside shower attached to the house?
It's we're going to have just like vinyl fencing. It's not actually going to be a door that you could walk in the house. You have to go onto the deck to get into the outside shower. It's just going to be a stand. The faucet will be coming off the siding, but then there'll just be like a door, you know, like a kind of like a U-shape pressed up against the siding.
So you will have some space in between there? Between the house and the shower?
No, if this was the shower and this was the house, the faucet will be on the outside of the house, and then it'll just be a U-shape connecting to the siding with 4x4 posts and vinyl wrapped around with a door to enter.
No roof?
No roof.
Okay. Now, let's take a look at the rear there. You see that dotted line? That means that's your building envelope, right?
Correct.
Okay, I don't have a draftsman's rule here, but how many feet do you see there that's open from the deck?
I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 feet, something like that.
Okay, you haven't built the house yet, right?
No, we haven't.
Okay, let me ask you this. You put that deck and you moved the whole thing to the rear.
To that 10-foot or the 15-foot line?
That's correct.
Or, see, is it...
Why wouldn't you do that? Because, let me tell you why the board is here. The board is looking at hardships, okay?
Okay.
And that question's been asked by, I believe, Mr. Mills, that you're not creating your own hardship. We're here to give you relief, possibly where we can, all right? And there's a reason that those five criteria for granting a variance, and that's the reason he was so adamant about getting you to address this.
Okay.
So if you move that back, what would you, how much would you, let's say we move the whole thing
Mr.
back
Rickard,
to the line.
If I recall, because we're also seeking a rear yard variance, I believe the rear yard setback here is 20 feet, not 10.
20 feet.
That survey, right. I believe, is incorrectly showing the building restriction
line. That's where I'm going. It's showing the 15 feet.
No, it's showing it.
The survey shows 15 feet, but the building restriction line is wrong.
Yeah, it's showing
that's what I'm asking you. Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, the zoning line, it references on the survey to be commercial, but it's not. It's an AR1 subdivision, non-conforming, and the setback's 20.
Okay, that was what I was going to ask.
Yeah, so he can't. He
red
can't.
Next question I was going to ask was, is it supposed to be 20?
Yeah, he can't move it back either.
Okay, so you can't move it back.
No.
At that point. If you reduced your house and its size by 7 feet, what would happen there if you?
Well, if you move the house, if you shrink the house 7 feet, as you could see, there's a storage in the front because we're not doing a garage because we don't want to go. I talked the homeowner into doing a storage instead of a garage in the front because then it'd bring it out another probably 5 to 6 feet, maybe more than that. Mm-hmm. So if you push that house back or you shrink that down, that 7 feet, then you're losing your storage. So basically, they would have no storage. And that's why I talked him into doing the storage instead of a garage, like I said, because if you add a garage to the house, you'd be coming in to the front probably another good 7 feet.
Looks like you said it's a second story? You're in a flood zone? It looks like you are existing.
Yes. Yes. It's a single story house. It's got the dormers and it's got a loft on it, but it's unfinished.
Okay, so you're going to be raising this house up, is that correct?
Well, no. This is there's no house there. It's just this is a house we're building. It's a single story.
Right, but when you build the house, do you have to adhere to the flood zone?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to put it on pilings?
No, it's not pilings. We're going 7 block high out of the ground. That's what everybody's doing in the neighborhood. I just built a house maybe a mile from here, and that's the same thing we did, 7 block high instead of 5 block, and it raises it up that 16 inches.
With the right amount of vents, right?
Yes, all flood vents. We use the smart vent, all that stuff.
Okay. What I was trying to get at is to see if you were going to go up enough to build parking underneath. You can't do
no,
that.
No, no, yeah, we're not doing that.
So you're not on pilings.
No.
That eliminates that. And like I was trying to tell you, that we're trying to give people relief where they need it. Now, there's no other way that this proposed building could incorporate that 7 foot. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
It would be a hardship?
Yes.
No other questions.
Mr. Bergman?
The question I got, you said the second floor is not being used.
As of right now, we're just framing, because the money, we're just framing it up. We're going to put dormers upstairs and, you know, sheathe it and just, you know, leave the upstairs. And then down the road, the homeowner will either do it himself or...
You're putting a second floor deck on it, though.
Yes, out the back. We're just framing up for it. It's going to, just so that way, I explained to the homeowner, it's cheaper to do everything now. That way, down the road, if they want to, you know, add upstairs, it's, you know...
It's a cover deck?
No, it's the covered deck, but the second story does not have a roof on it. The first floor has, we're just going to put the dirt deck on top, but there's not a covered deck on the second story.
I don't like second floor covered deck, but like it says on that
covered porch.
Yeah, it's a covered porch. The first floor will be covered, and the second acts just as like a balcony.
Okay, no other questions.
All right. Mr.
Chubb? Yeah, I notice you've got edge of paving doesn't appear to match the roadway. How much distance is there between the edge of paving and the road? Do you know?
As of now, there's no driveway there. It's just a grass lot. But when I have the driveway done and all that, it'll butt right up to the blacktop.
Well, that's not my question. My question is from the edge of Hayes Avenue where it is paved up to, you see that? And there appears to be a gap between that and the front property line?
Yes.
How, do you know how far that is?
I do not. I just noticed that now. I do not, but I know that when we do the driveway, we will be up to, like I said, the blacktop.
Okay. Your side decks that you have for entrance to the house, they're not going to be covered, are they?
No.
Just going to be like a landing area?
Yes, it's going to be landing with two stairs and railings.
Did you look at moving the shower underneath the house, or you can't do that because it's not tall enough?
Yeah, it's just a crawl space. The showers, it's all, like I said, we're only seven blocks high, so the crawl space is maybe 4 foot, I believe.
Okay. How about the storage building? Did you consider doing a detached shed elsewhere on the property?
I did. The homeowner did not. I mean, I don't know how the building regulations go for sheds, but they want to keep everything. And because in that storage space, there will be their access to the crawl space. That way, you know, they're going to use the crawl space as access to storage too. That way, nobody could enter that without going through the storage shed.
Okay, so it's going to be part of the construction and of the dwelling?
Yes.
And you said the neighbors were okay with this? Is that
yes,
right?
The neighbor, there is no neighbor. As you can see, lot 8 is vacant. Lot 6, the neighbors are actually very happy because, like I said, there's some trees on there, old trees, that we are actually tearing down to build this house. And with the past storms, he's had a lot of limbs in his property, so we're taking them down.
Has there been any flooding in that on that property?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, please keep your hands up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have 9 here in opposition.
10.
Okay. For those you would like to speak, sit right down front, sir. For those you would like to speak in opposition, please come forward and be sworn in at this time. Again, for all those who wish to speak in opposition, please come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? If you can wait right here, what we do is get everybody's name and address, and I'm going to swear you on at the same time. Step up, sir.
Richard Dombe, 334 Sylvania Avenue, Boston, Pennsylvania, 10033. That I own lot number 8.
Okay, thank you.
Daniel Nedwick, 13028 Hayes Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware.
Thank you.
Frank and Kathy Perry, we have a residence on Hayes Avenue, but our official address is 510 Beechtree Lane, Hoquetsun, Delaware.
Thank you.
Okay. 13034 Hayes.
Okay, thank you.
Charles and Rosemary Mead.
And your address?
13036 Hayes.
Okay, thank you.
Vincent Carroll Perry, 126.
13026 Hayes Avenue.
Okay, thank you. Last but not least.
Yeah, Charles Pyle, 13040 Hayes Avenue, Selbyville.
Okay, and can you all step forward here for me so I can see you all? Come on up, don't be shy. Do you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'd ask for you to do is one at a time, if you can go up, and when you go up, please state your name and address again for the record so that we have it clear, since there's so many of you, want to make sure that we're identifying you properly. And please, because there's many of you here, you know, please avoid being repetitive. If you hear somebody that says something that is exactly what you're saying, it's okay to say, I agree with so-and-so.
Can my husband just talk and I don't
Yes, have to. That's fine. That's quite all right.
Ma'am, you may, yeah, ladies first.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
My name is Teresa Pyle. I reside at 13040 Hayes Avenue. My property is five lots down from the property in question, which is lot 7. We are here tonight to request a denial of the requested variances for the following reasons. These lots are 50 by 100, which are small lots. The property owner was aware of the lot size and the setbacks when they purchased the property. In spite of this awareness, they're trying to place an oversized lot on or structure on this property. The reduction of the setbacks will result in less privacy, increased parking problems, and will also increase danger of potential fire spreading to adjacent homes. The setbacks serve a purpose. Hayes Avenue is the Maryland-Delaware state line. The properties across the street are in Ocean City, Maryland. Thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you, ma'am.
And ma'am, did you have some written comments that you wished to submit as well? I saw you reading.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
My name is Charles Pyle. I'm also at 13040 Hayes Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware. The property that we live at was one of the original properties on that in Edgewater Acres. There was no trailers or anything as such in that development ever. Most of the houses are only five block high. This property, this structure that he's trying to build, you know, we're trying to maintain a common house size in this neighborhood. People are coming in there and they're building these large homes, which is decreasing our property value. And that's why I disapprove of this building. Thank you.
No, wait, sir.
Just a comment on Frank Perry at 13034 A's. Comment on the rear setback. One of the only views the homes have is down the lagoon toward the bay. And we have none on our side of Hayes Avenue. No other variances have been granted. All our homes are at least more like 30 than 20 feet back. And when you're on your back area, you can look down and see the bay. Mm-hmm. Starting to build homes out 5 and 10 feet from the edge of the lagoon would create a great problem of view for anybody up the lagoon, because it's a dead-end lagoon about 15 lots.
Okay.
My name is Charles Meade. I'm at 13036 Hayes. We've been there for 31 years. And we built our house with the proper setback at that time. It's most important that everybody, just about everybody in our neighborhood, and there's at least 60 or 70 homes there, they're all built on 50 by 100 foot lots. I wouldn't recognize the neighborhood based on what was mentioned earlier. You know, that's not our type of neighborhood. So we are in favor of neighbors, good neighbors, but variances, they should build, they should get an architect if that's their problem, mm-hmm. and put it on the lot the way it's supposed to be. Thank you.
All right, sir. Mm-hmm.
My name is Vince Perry. I live at 13026 Hayes Avenue. And I feel the same way as most of these people are talking. You know, it's going to take away all the beauty of the property because it will block out the bay. And, you know, the people on the east side of this house being built, their view and everything would be obstructed. And it would cause big problems because of fire hazards and parking on the street if he went every other way.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And
Conde, under lot eight, the vacant eight, lot to the left of lot number, it's the one we're talking about here. I'm eight, he's, I guess, six. Anyway, the lot does flood, both lots flood. Friday night, I have a picture if anyone needs to see it. It's completely underwater. Okay. It's common occurrence. That lot's been in our family for over 30 years. We also have a house in Fenwick on a similar sized lot, and placing a house in that box isn't a problem. We've lived in the other house for 30 years too. So if I ever were to develop this property, I wouldn't have a problem putting a house in that, you know, measurements, what, you know, what you guys allow. And, you know, it is, across the street is Maryland. There is a parking problem because the condominiums do try to park on our lot here lots of times. So taking parking from this house here is going to obviously push more people to park on my vacant lot, which currently I use as a boat ramp right now. That's all purpose is I like to take my boat in and out. You know, whether I go fishing at 2 in the morning, whatever, sometimes I have a problem when there's a car parked there. And of course, they're in Maryland, so you have to call state police or whatever you might have to do, or honk your horn until someone comes out. So, but I don't really see why they have to make the house any bigger, because if I was before you tonight, I wouldn't ask for any variances. I could fit a nice house on that lot, because that's just the character of the neighborhood. I mean, when you drive, you go down the street, they're all about similar size, you know, two-story. Some have garages underneath, some don't. Anyway, that's all I had to say, you know. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Excuse me.
Hi, I'm Dan Nedwick, 13028 Hayes Avenue. I'm the improved lot directly to the west, to the east. I was not made aware of a variance for this property. This is the first, well, actually it's through the mail, but I did not talk to the homeowner about it. And I'm against it, and for all the same reasons everybody else is.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is that everyone? Okay. Is there any questions for the applicant? Any member?
No.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, then, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we disapprove case number 11852. I believe that it can be developed. There's a question in the criteria for a variance. Number two, it says cannot otherwise be developed. I certainly think that it can be. And number three, it's not created by the applicant. I believe the applicant is creating his own problem here. I believe that he could go back to the drawing board and he could bring that house into compliance and also, a statement like what he has said was what they want. It's not what they need. And I believe that they can also develop this home within the restrictions of the zoning requirements. So I make a motion that we deny case number 11852.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,852. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
I agree with Mr. Rickert, and in addition, I think the opposition's testimony supports the fact that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. So my vote is the same.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for all the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,852 is denied. Next case.